The political prisoner Yusuf Shams from the occupied Golan Heights has been freed after a five-year imprisonment in Israeli jails. Israel has accused him of contacting the Syrian government, claiming it was a security threat for Israel.
The Golan's history is a history full of resistance against the Turk, against the French, against the Israelis, and prisons are a patriotic stations for us. We got used to it.
The arrests of youth in the occupied Golan Heights by Israel have been on the rise in the past few months. Israel accuses majority of them of making contact with motherland Syria and resisting the occupation.
All the Golan people are hand in hand behind their motherland leadership, army and people.
Every prisoner who gets into the Israeli prisons sacrifices freedom for us to live honorably and with dignity. And no country on earth can survive without the martyrs' blood and their sacrifices.
Despite the difficult conditions experienced by families in the occupied Syrian Golan, in particular after the arrests of the main breadwinners in the families, the Golan people affirm their support for each other, especially if the detentions are for patriotic reasons such as resisting the Israeli occupation and expressing their adherence to their homeland, Syria.
We have always stood by him. His morals always high. He is not a guilty person and never hurt anybody. He is carrying an honorable message, the person who serves his country and homeland. He is an honorable person and will never regret his doings, even if the punishment was prison.
Observers say that the Israeli violation against the occupied Golan Heights population coincide with the Western conspiracy that is taking place against Syria. In return, the Golan people are taking every opportunity to show their solidarity with the Syrian people and Syrian leadership. Despite the repeated cases of arrests in the occupied Golan Heights, people have asserted their support for President Bashar al-Assad and affirmed their beliefs that their liberation will be soon. Hamid Awaidat for Press TV, the occupied Golan Heights.